Well, everybody, what'd you think of the Mexican lasagna? Wow, you're 2 for 2, Chef Eric.
Good.
Which is not all that entirely surprising. That's why the opening book on St. Martin is Holdo 3-1. Just saying. But anyway, now you're not finished.
I'm not finished. I got one more thing to do.
And you do it like it should be done. You start out strong, get stronger, and then finish with a wow.
Well, let's hope so. So let me start with this. We're going to do a lobster roll, but I'm going to change it up just a little bit. First of all, in my lobster roll, I'm going to use Cuban bread.
Nothing says lobster roll like Cuban bread.
Absolutely. And what I'm going to do, flatten it down just a little bit, and I'm going to cut across the butter line of it here. And we're just going to remove that out. That gives us more room for the actual lobster and good stuff. Now, you might notice I've got a little pan going over here. I've melted some butter, added in some garlic, and I'm going to be sauteing something in this in a second, but let me get this just a little bit hotter. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this mixture of garlic and butter, and I'm scraping up all the little brown bits of the butter.
I call that fond.
Yes, thank you.
No, I just thought I'd mention it to show off my culinary expertise.
Mr. Culinary, never mind.
No, I don't think you need to say that.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add this, just drizzle it into.
Hey, you know what? Cut it up, baby. I'm good with that right there.
Okay, so we're just drizzling the garlic and the butter into the bread that's opened up. And now we're ready to start with our shrimp. So I've got some shrimp that I bought, and I really didn't want to do any peeling and deveining on the show here because we were a little set for time. And I was over at Kroger, and I looked at, they had some interesting-looking pre-seasoned Cajun seasoning shrimp.
Yeah.
Normally, I wouldn't buy it, but I started talking to somebody who had tried them before, and they said they're really outrageously good.
They are.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use those the skewer shrimp, which is already everything but tail off, and we're just going to put those into the mix here. So I've got 3 of these skewers.
Now, what was the name of this dish again?
This is Eric's not Boston lobster roll.
Okay. Wow, Yanni. Not Boston. Can you believe it? I think he did that just to insult you.
No, actually, I did it so that no one thought that I was trying to do a Boston or a Massachusetts lobster roll. Have you had some of those in the past? Lobster? Yeah, I mean, there's so much.
They rate restaurants by how good
the lobster rolls are. Yeah, they rate restaurants by how good the lobster rolls are. So, you know, my issue is I've had them everywhere that everyone says you're supposed to have them, and they're really good. And honestly, they always taste like a little bit of mayonnaise and shrimp, or and lobster, I mean. And not really very impressive, so. As the shrimp cook here, I'm actually going to go ahead and pinch the tails off. And
yeah, butter and lobster is like a hand and a glove.
Yeah, so we've got the butter. We've added that butter already to the bread. You'd want to use, if you know, traditionally you'd want to use drawn butter. But my drawing skills aren't very good. Get it?
Oh, God. You know, that's why you're the chef and I'm the witty host.
Well, so tell me what drawn butter is.
Well, it depends on where you start, what color crayon you use. No, a drawn butter is clarified butter or whatever, where you're taking the milk solids out of it and you just get that beautiful, clear, golden liquid that is so good. The Indians call it ghee.
Yes.
And they use it. Oh, my God.
By the way, it's shelf stable.
Oh yeah.
So you can go buy ghee in the market, and leave it, basically, in your cabinet.
On your countertop.
Yeah, on your countertop.
Because you look at India where the temperatures are so hot, they have ghee and they just leave it on next to their cooking stove.
It's like using bacon grease or something.
Yeah, and they'll leave it out there for weeks because it is so shelf-set. But it's not an easy thing to do. It takes a little work to truly clarify it.
So, I mean, to clarify butter, normally what you do is at low temperature, you're going to take however much butter you're planning on clarifying, and you, over low temperature, and low temperature means something around 200 degrees, you're going to let it melt slowly, and then as those milk solids come to the top, you're just going to siphon them off with some sort of a skim them off. So it's not that hard to do. It just takes a lot of time.
Well, that's the thing. It's, like you said, not hard, but it's very time-consuming. Or you can go into the local Indian grocery stores and stuff and just buy ghee.
Yeah, you could do that,
much
too.
Easier.
Which,
even though I'm a slave to tradition.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
God, I didn't think that many people knew me. They're all laughing.
So I'm just flipping over each little shrimp here. All right. Now, the other thing that's in the lobster roll is lettuce. And today, just so happens that we didn't have any lettuce at the produce barn because the shipment comes in tomorrow. So we will have to forgive me not having lettuce on our lobster roll. Frankly, I think it's superfluous to the whole thing in the first place.
Exactly.
There's really no flavor to it. And it's really there more to separate, I think, the mayonnaise from the bun. And I don't like that because I like the mayonnaise in the bun if it's going to be on there. But here we're using the drawn butter, in this case, the garlic butter. And this is not clarified butter. We just took a stick of butter and melted it down. And we got our shrimp here. This is almost ready to go. We don't want to overcook it. And since these don't have the skin on, they are subject to being overcooked. These are perfect. So, let's shut it off for a moment. Take it off heat. And that's got a good Cajun kick to it.
Doesn't it? I mean, Kroger does a nice job with those.
So, now what I'm going to do, I've taken the lobster tails. I've already steamed them. Unfortunately, we were setting up, and they may have overcooked just a bit, so we're going to see.
Now, of course, I spent about a year total in Brunswick, Maine, and it was very close to where lobster boats would come in, and we'd go over when the lobster boats were out fishing. We'd go over there, and the lobster boats would come in, and they'd just take, cases of them. Throw them on the dock, and you could pick them up, and they'd have a place right there to boil them with the drawn butter.
Yeah.
You stay right there on the waterfront.
Oop, shoot. Well, that lobster tail's not going to make it. No.
Now, there's a raging controversy.
Not in a cigar store.
In a cigar store, of course, one of the great things is there are many opinions here. There is my opinion, which is usually the right one, and there are the opinions of others that I consider basically heathens. Now, you claim, Chef Eric, just because you're a snotty chef, you claim the best lobsters come from?
Parts of Asia.
From where?
I said China just to bother you, but it's different parts of Asia.
Okay.
And they're different, but they're like different types of lobsters, really. They look more like large shrimp, like urine shrimp, for example.
What kind of shrimp?
Urine shrimp.
Urine shrimp.
Yes.
You really expect to go somewhere and say, could I get an order of urine shrimp? Do you know what they would do to you in this country?
They have that in Australia as well.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of things in Australia that you don't get here.
Well, no, really, it is a type of shrimp. It's
a giant prawn?
It's actually a lobster. Looks like a big shrimp.
That's because they are not lobsters. Now, there's one gentleman here who comes from Miami, where he was raised, and he claims that the only lobsters are the ones that come from the Gulf or down in the warmer waters, and I kindly informed him that it is not a lobster without claws. And, of course, those lobsters down there have no claws, which means there's no challenge if you get your fingers near them. There's no way you can lose a digit. So he was talking about how manly it is to reach in and pull those lobsters. But if they don't have claws, what's manly about it? What are they going to do? Hit you with their tentacles?
Okay, so unfortunately we lost one of our tails on the ground here, so we may not be able to make as much of this as I wanted to, but it's all right.
Smaller portions.
What I did is I just very, very coarsely diced the lobster up. I didn't want to, make it disappear because it'll just sort of shred away. And then to our nice garlic butter there we've got inside the bread, we're now going to take, I put the lobster back in the pan that's off of the fire, and it's just warming up from the residual heat, just so it's the same temperature as the shrimp. And now, including any of the butter that's in here, we're going to go ahead and scoop this into the little boat we made from the bread.
From the fire into the boat. And that's Chef Eric with his lobster roll done Chef Eric style, which means you won't understand it, but you'll love it. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life right here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Coming up, the final segment, the wrap-up, and the reminder of things to come.